Third person has been charged in connection with a May 2021 death of a 71-year-old Canton woman. The Starr County Grand Jury indicted 66-year-old Randall Talmadge of Canton on involuntary manslaughter and charges of failing to provide for a functionally impaired person. He turned himself in Monday and was booked into the county jail. Investigators say Lola Streetman was found dead, with medics reporting possible signs of neglect. Two other defendants have also been charged and have pleaded not guilty. The Starr County Grand Jury will review the case of a North Lawrence man accused of making a pipe bomb. The matter of 56-year-old Timothy Henthorne was bound over Monday following a pretrial hearing in Massillon Municipal Court. Faces charges including illegal manufacture of explosives, inducing panic, and OVI. On April 2nd, the Highway Patrol responded to the 14,000 block of Lincoln Way West in Tuscarawas Township. Henthorne was inside a vehicle, allegedly waving a sword. A search turned up an explosive device, prompting a response from fire crews and the Summit County Bomb Squad. Two nearby homes were evacuated. The device was removed and no one was injured. Man is dead following a crash in Massillon. The Starr County Coroner's Office identified the victim as 19-year-old Trenton Campbell of Massillon. The crash happened around 6:30 this morning on Finifrock Road Southwest, just west of Erie Street. The cause of death and details on what caused the wreck have not been released. Social media posts show a vehicle on fire on the bridge over Route 21. Massillon police are investigating. A 76-year-old woman was evacuated after driving her vehicle into a building in Alliance Monday morning. The fire department says it happened just before 7:45 at 1207 West State Street, when the car crashed into a physician's office connected to a Cleveland Clinic facility and ended up in an exam room. Officials say the driver was able to exit on her own. It appears she mistook the accelerator for the brake. Canton City Council has approved the annexation of the former Edgefield School site in Plain Township, opening the door for future development. The nearly three-acre property at 2138th Street Northwest is zoned for residential use. City officials say housing options will be explored, though no plans are final. The move follows complaints from nearby residents about activity and loitering at the site. Canton Police and Fire will now respond to calls there. Canton police say three people were injured during a violent incident Monday night. Around 8:45, officers called to the 1300 block of Woodland Avenue Northwest. 59-year-old Edwin Stewart of Canton accused of pushing a man off a porch, punching another, and pushing his ex-girlfriend to the ground, causing a leg injury. Stewart also allegedly threatened to shoot one of the men. He was arrested and charged with assault and aggravated menacing. Stewart is scheduled for arraignment Tuesday in Canton Municipal Court. Louisville Board of Education dealt with personnel and program issues during its Monday meeting. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Special recognition was afforded state qualifiers in bowling, indoor track, and wrestling by Superintendent Michelle Schaefer. Resignations, retirements, new hires, supplemental contracts, transfers, and athletic contracts were approved for 59 staff members. The board heard from three individuals regarding preschool enrollment of 57 students in four classrooms, which will be cut to just two classrooms next year, with Superintendent Schaefer promising to monitor those qualifying for the program. Donations totaling $3,098 were gratefully accepted.
Lake Township trustees approved more than $1.3 million in expenses Monday, mostly for fire insurance and health care costs. The board also signed a lease with the North Canton Soccer Club for use of township property on Midway Street. Trustees accepted a $5,000 NRA grant to help cover the cost of 20 red dot sites for the police department. They approved participation in state workers' compensation and rock salt purchasing programs, along with the purchase of a 12-foot hook lift dump body from Falls Away Equipment for the road department. Spring cleanup set for June 3rd through the 6th. Massillon City Council has voted to scale back a moratorium on data center development from 180 days to 60. The change approved during a special meeting Monday as officials cited interest from a potential developer. Look at the Massillon Technology and Energy Park, the former Republic Steel site. City leaders say the shorter timeline will allow attorneys to review and update zoning rules without holding up development for too long. Officials add no permits for data centers will be issued during the 60-day period. Portage County communities moving to restrict data center development. In Ravenna, City Council's Planning Committee has advanced a 12-month citywide moratorium after a large public turnout at a Friday meeting. Officials say the pause would allow time to study regulations, as similar moratoriums are considered or extended in Shalersville and Talmadge. Jury trial remains set for June 2nd in the aggravated murder case against an East Liverpool man accused in a fatal shooting. Status hearing is also scheduled May 8th in Common Pleas Court for 34-year-old Daniel Whitley. He's charged in the May 2025 shooting death of 58-year-old James Powell in East Liverpool. Whitley remains held on a $1 million bond on charges including aggravated murder and tampering with evidence.